Well, a pleasant evening to each of you. It's good to see this number out. Good to see some back who've been out. We're grateful that you're here tonight. What a joy to be able to meet on a Wednesday evening and study the Word of God. As we've gone through the work week, I know that many of you had to hurry to get here, but I pray as we feast upon God's Word that it will encourage you and that our time together will be beneficial. If you have your Bible this evening, if you'll turn with me to the Philippian letter and the second chapter, I want to begin reading with you at verse 5, and we'll read down through verse 11. And this is written by the Apostle Paul while he is in prison in Rome. And Paul is writing back to the church at Philippi to let them know certain things. And when you come down to verse 5, look at the statement made by Apostle Paul. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. If you have your Bible this evening, look closely at verse 9, at the latter part, where the Bible says he had been given him the name which is above every name. I want to talk tonight about the name above every name. You know, when you go back to the Bible, names meant something. And it would be an interesting study sometime just to go back and look at the different names. Like Ichabod, that was named when the Ark of the Covenant had been taken and his mother named that baby that because the glory had departed. But then oftentimes you'll remember names stick out because of great events. When you hear the name Moses, you may think of the great leader and lawgiver. And we think about the one who led the people out of Egyptian captivity. Or when you hear the name David, you might think about the shepherd boy who became a great warrior and the sweet psalmist of Israel and who went on to be king over Israel. Or the name Solomon might bring to your mind, one who had great wisdom. But at this time, I want to bring to your attention the greatest name of all, Jesus the Christ. Now, the first thing I want to say is I need us to understand that Jesus is his name and Christ is his title. When I was just a little fella, I thought Jesus Christ was his name, Christ being his last name, like my last name's Richardson. But that's not right. When I speak of Jesus Christ, I speak of Jesus, and then I recognize his title, who he is, the Messiah, the one of God. But I want us to stop and think about that name above every name. And I want us to write down or bear in our mind why that name Jesus of Christ is so important. If you take your Bible, turn back to the book of Matthew and the first chapter. And when you come to the Gospel of Matthew and the first chapter, when Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, notice what the Bible said to Mary. Notice what the angel had come and said to him. And notice the dream that Joseph had had. And when Joseph had had the dream, look at verse 21. She will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now, I want us to stop tonight and to recognize that when you look at the name of Jesus, you see a saving name. That even when he was born, in the dream of Joseph, he was told to name him Jesus because he would save the people from their sin. So tonight, one thing I know when I look at the name of Jesus is his name is that of salvation. Take your New Testament and turn with me to the book of Acts and the fourth chapter. And when you come to the book of Acts and the fourth chapter, notice if you will kindly what is said in verse 12. And notice that it is a very powerful statement made by the Apostle Peter. In Acts 4 and verse 12, he said, "Nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no name under heaven which given among men by which we must be saved. Now tonight I may not know much about the Bible, but I know this much, that the name Jesus is a saving name. And tonight I would that I could get into my heart and into your heart the name of Jesus being the name that is found for salvation. Take your Bible and look in the book of Acts and the second chapter for just a moment. And on the day of Pentecost, when the Apostle Peter along with the other 11 stood up and preached, notice exactly what they preached. In Acts chapter 2, they preached Jesus Christ. Look at verse 36. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, watch it, both Lord and Christ. Now notice the title. He's Lord, He's Christ. And then notice, my friend, if you will, that on that day 3,000 souls were baptized. Well, why were they baptized? Look at what Peter said in verse 38. Repent and let every one of you be baptized. Now watch it. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know what that means? By His authority. When one goes down into the grave of baptism, they're going down by the authority of Jesus Christ. They're going down by His name. There's no other name, there's no other authority except that comes from God the Father, God the Son, and the Spirit, to which one might be saved except through Jesus Christ. Now tonight, because of the death of Jesus on the cross, because of what He did for my salvation, when I'm baptized by His authority. And when I'm baptized, I have the remission of sins. My sins have been blotted out. So tonight, I am so delighted to know that I can look at the name that is above every name. Tonight there are a lot of people concerned about different names, but tonight I want us to focus on the name above every name, the name of salvation, the name Jesus. Take your Bible for just a moment and look in the book of Acts in the 18th chapter. And when you come to the book of Acts in the 18th chapter, notice if you will kindly what is said in Acts 18, that at this time in verse 8, he says, then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his household, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Now why were they baptized? They heard what? The teaching of the saving grace of God. They heard about the saving name of Jesus. Now then, I looked at that and I thought that is so powerful, that the name of Jesus is a saving name. It's the name above every name. But the second thing that came to my mind is that it is a precious name. Take your Bible and look with me in 1 Peter for just a moment. And when you come through 1 Peter, Brother Guy preached a sermon some time back about the precious things of Peter. And I've got a series you could just go through and look at many things. But notice, if you will, in 1 Peter chapter 2, that it talks about how precious Christ is. In verse 7, therefore to you who believe, He is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. You ever thought about the name of Jesus being precious? Sometimes we sing the song and we talk about the precious name on mortal tongue. Have you ever thought about tonight that when we sang the songs about with Jesus and we talked about putting our faith in Jesus, just how important it is to see the precious name of Jesus? Look, if you will, again in 1 Peter. And notice how precious it is in verse 18 and 19. He said, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Underscore precious. I want you to notice tonight, my friend, that Jesus has a precious name. Look at what He's done for you. By the shedding of His blood on the cross, our sins can be forgiven, and we're citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Then if you take your Bible, go to the Roman letter and the 8th chapter. And in Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul has an outstanding statement that we should not overlook. In Romans 8, look at what he says in about verse 34. In verse 34, he said, "Who is he who condemns? It is it Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us." You ever thought about how precious that is tonight? That Christ intercedes for us. The Holy Spirit earlier in Romans 8 beginning about verse 28 intercedes for us. That all three members of the Godhead are involved in prayer. You want to talk where power is, my friend? It's when you go to the throne of God. Oh, I would I could get that into the hearts of men and women, and I wish I could get it in my heart. That when I go to the throne of God, all the members of the Godhead are involved. What a precious name. So when I look at the name of Jesus, I see a saving name. And then when I look a little further, I see a precious name. But then I want you to think about in the book of John in the 14th chapter, a third picture of the name of Christ that should stand out to us. And that is that the name of Jesus is a comforting name. You know, sometimes when I need comfort, I don't always know where to turn at first. But as we brought out on Sunday night, if I turn to Jesus, I'll find the comfort I need. In John 14, what did Jesus say beginning in verse 1? "Oh, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Now, I know some people say that's talking about the apostolic authority and that's talking about what the church will be. I believe he's talking about heaven. Because of that statement, "Where I go, you may be also." Well, where was he going? He was going to ascend back to the Father. And I'll tell you, my friend, what comforting words. Here were the apostles. They've just heard Jesus is going to be crucified. They heard he's going to be put to death. They've heard all these things during the night. And Jesus says, when all is lost, when it all seems troubled, he said, let me say this, don't let your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, you believe in me. And he said, I will keep my word. Isn't that comforting tonight? With all the chaos and all the problems and all the troubles in life, isn't it wonderful to know one thing? Man may not keep his word. Leaders may not keep their word. But my God keeps his word. He cannot lie. Titus 1:2. But that brings up something else in our study. Not only do I see the comforting name, I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15. And I want you to remember another picture we have of Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 15, I see the name of Jesus in another light. Notice what, if you will, in 1 Corinthians 15, beginning with me at verse 24. Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. I want you to see the name that is conquering. Jesus conquered death. Jesus conquered sin. Jesus conquered Satan. I'll tell you, my friend, Jesus is the great conqueror. And when I look at the name of Jesus tonight, there's one thing I know. He has the conquering name. He could not be defeated by Satan, though Satan tried everything under the living sun to get him to sin. He couldn't be defeated by death. He arose from the dead. He could not be defeated in any way because he is the Son of God and he has the power to overcome death. Now then, I want to take that. I want to make some lessons and then the lessengers. I first want us to think about tonight that have you ever stopped to think his name can save you? How can his name save you tonight? What did he say in Acts 22:16? When Ananias had come to him, he said, "Why tarriest, Saul?" He said, "Arise and be baptized, washing away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." What's calling on the name of the Lord mean? Obeying God. He couldn't call on the name of the Lord unless he obeyed the will of God. And when he was immersed into Christ for the remission of sins, he did so by the authority of Christ. Some people say, why do we say at the end of our prayer, "In the name of Jesus Christ"? Because we are saying that prayer by his authority. He's the high priest. We're going to the Father through the high priest, and we do so by his authority. Everything I do, I'm going to do by the authority of Christ, because he is the King of kings, Lord of lords. He has all authority. Sometimes I wonder if we preach as much as we should. I was reading an article today about how far mainstream places have gone, you know, trying to be more like the world. And I'll tell you something, my friend. There's a problem when the world, the church, the world's influencing the church instead of the church influencing the world. And when the church starts becoming more like the world, instead of the world seeing us for who we are as being distinct, then we've lost the very purpose that we're here for. We're not to become like the world. We live in the world, but we're not of the world. And I'll tell you something, my friend. I'll tell you, I believe that at O'Neill we need to be people who see the saving name of Jesus and take it to others. Secondly, we need to see how precious his name. Have you ever thought about how precious his name is? Just tonight, how precious is the name of Jesus to you? Just what does it mean to you? Now, I'm preaching tonight to people who've come on a Wednesday night when it's dark out. Some of you have driven quite a distance, and I recognize it's precious. But I want to tell you something, my friend. Never let the name of Jesus grow old in your heart. Never let it become complacent. Peter said it was by the precious blood that we were redeemed. I'll tell you, on Sunday morning or Sunday night when we take the Lord's Supper and we've passed the emblems, have you ever stopped to think about how precious the name of Jesus is? That's why the first day of the week is so important. We need to be reminded of what Jesus has done for us. But thirdly, does the name of Jesus bring you comfort? When you stand by the grave of a loved one, does it comfort you to know that if they're in Christ, they've gone to be with the Lord? Have you thought about in John 10, Jesus said, "He is our shepherd, and he's the good shepherd, and he watches out for us"? You know, sheep need a shepherd. Sheep need someone to watch over. Cattle are driven, sheep are led. Shepherds lead the sheep, and Christ is the chief shepherd, and he cares for his sheep. And I'll tell you, that brings me comfort. Sometimes when I feel turned around and I feel, well, I don't know where I'm headed, and I feel all confused about life, one thing I take comfort is my shepherd knows where I'm to be going, and I need to follow him. And if you ever get separated from the shepherd, isn't it a wonderful thing to know that he comes looking for you? When I was a young fellow one time, I got lost. I got lost several times. Sometimes I think my parents were trying to lose me on purpose. But I remember one time looking through a crowd and I saw my daddy's white head and I took off for it. Why? I didn't want to be lost in a crowd. You ever thought about Jesus? Running to the shepherd. And finally, through him, we shall conquer. In Romans 8, he says, we are more than conquerors through Christ. We'll conquer sin. We'll conquer death. We'll conquer hell. All because Christ conquered. And because of that, we exalt his name. And it's a joy to exalt his name. The one who died for me and shed his blood for me. That's why in verse 10 he said his name is above all other names. And that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. You know, there are people this side of eternity that say, I'll never bow to anyone. I'll never say Jesus is the Christ. Well, my friend, I got news for you. You may not do it while you're alive in the flesh. You will do it one day. And you won't have a choice in the matter. When you see Him, you will bow and you will confess. The problem is it'd be too late. We need to exalt His name now. Because His name is above every name. Tonight, if you need to obey the gospel, we pray you'd come and be baptized into Christ, into His name by His authority. As together we stand and sing, we cordially invite.